The CBLCW show is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CBLCW show. I'm the host, your host, Chris Hammond, and the podcast. Welcome to a new episode. I apologize for sounding quieter because I am actually recording this during the middle of the night. I have to get it done. I want to get it done. And yeah, but today I am covering The Great Outdoors. Good movie, really awesome. I really enjoyed that movie in particular. It stars John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, also Bart the Bear is in there too. Bart the Bear is a movie star, animal movie star, I guess, so to speak. But one of my personal John Candy and Dan Aykroyd movies all times. You know, I've been covering a lot of John Candy movies, and there's other ones I want to do too, to cover on this podcast as well, down the road as well. So the movie starts out with them singing the famous song Yakety Yak by the Coasters, and which is very well known back, band back in the day. So it is an iconic movie for the movie now, and you know, the Coasters are a great band, so to speak. And so it's they arrive to the cabin and they have to blow this horn, and it says please blow, and it's like really? Really? You're gonna tell them to blow? Like really? Like, why would you tell them to do such a thing like that, right? So, I don't know. It was just something else. Anyways, so, notice in the scene that they actually are, there's a lamp with a shade, but it's actually the shotgun. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on as we go on in the episode, and we'll talk more about that down the road in this episode of the podcast. But so the owner of the lodge was, you know, he had this I've been Duluth shirt, which my dad actually has one, so I think he still has it, I'm not sure. But to be surprised that Roman, aka Dan Aykroyd, his wife in the movie, him with the twin girls, Cara and Mara, they were there. Also, a little small note to that is that the owner of the lodge, he actually was riding the hood of John Candy's and his wife's in the movie, Chet and Connie, I think it was, or something like that. I think Connie's her real name, I don't remember. Anyways, so he was riding the hood of the actual of the car or the truck, or you know, whatever SUV, whatever it's called. But anyways, so they were surprised, and you know, John Candy and his wife, or Chet and his wife were, you know, making out in the kitchen, and you know, he was taking off her bra, and here's Roman like an idiot, you know, filming them. And I'm like, really? Really? You know, that's what I love about Dan Aykroyd. He's just so out there as an actor. He's such an amazing actor up there, you know. So Roman and Chet were talking about, I guess, stuff and, you know, life and all and whatnot. And John Candy, Chet, I'll just call him Chet because that's his character's name. It was time to cook hot dogs. And he's like, stopped him and said, there's no way you're feeding my kids hot dogs. And then he called it lips. It's like lips and assholes. I'm like, really? Really? Is that what you're going to call it? And so the next day they rented a boat. Chet had the reverse on, so he was driving, drove it backwards, and it pretty well stalled out because it was on the concrete, and the propeller did actually, the propeller, you know, stop running. So they rented a boat the next day, and Chet was showing his son how to, you know, water ski and all that, to Roman yelling at him to hurry up, just to hurry up, and ended up Chet waving to Dan Aykroyd, and one of the wives were like, oh, he's gonna go, and then Chet was pretty well took off on the skis, and he actually, what's the word I'm looking for, he actually ended up skiing all over the lake, and he was actually yelling at him, You bastard! And yet, Roland thought he was saying faster, but in reality, he was calling him a bastard. But it was very funny. It was a very funny moment in the movie. So he almost took out the ducks and went up on the ramp, and then he actually lost one of the skis at the beginning there, or towards the end. I think it was like skiing on one ski. And then, what was the thing? He ended up wiping out completely, and he wanted to leave. He wanted to go home. He did not want to be there with Roman whatsoever. And do you think I would blame him? No, definitely not. So the older son had an interest in this girl. I forgot her name, but she looks really good now. I forget her. I'm trying to remember. Tammy. That's it. That was her name was Tammy. Anyways, so you know, they played hard. She played hard to get at the start. You know, he accidentally put the pool cue between her legs by accident, and he's like, what the? And it's just that was crazy. It was crazy. But and as they went on, you know, they got to know each other. You know, she apologized for being kind of a jerk to him and all that, and you know, they started seeing each other after work and whatnot. So movie goes on, and the raccoons were always getting the trash cans. There was like the hot dogs in there as well. You know, of course they recited the line lips and assholes term that they used, that Roman used toward the beginning of the whole episode. So another favorite moment in the movie was bear watching. Chet putting a chocolate bar and the bear is getting on top of the truck or the SUV, whatever you want to call it. Then he drove away with the bears on top after feeding it chocolate. And I think it was Bobo and Boo Boo in the Flash or something he said. So also they were in the, I guess, some kind of club or gentleman or some kind of, not club, but like a bar or whatever. And there was an older gentleman that was kind of celebrating his 100th and second birthday or whatever. I forget, or 100th birthday, I forget. But unfortunately, he passed away on the way there. And the girl that he worked kissed him on the cheeks. And, you know, they were just freaking out once the guy, the owner of the lodges, and he said that he died on those way here, and she has like go wash in the bathroom and all that. Another great moment was Roman Chet talking, and Roman had to say what's cute about fireflies, the bus lights up, and then, you know, Karamara screaming. Like, seriously, you had to go over the top. You had to go over the top for that, right? Jeez. But, and Buckley, a bug, was late, and this girl wasn't happy with that decision, or that choice to not show up. Later in the movie, the boiling point of the movie was Roman and Chet chasing a bat around the cabin. So it's just like, it was pretty hilarious, just watching them chasing it all over the place, and, you know, it was just crazy. It was plain crazy. But they finally got it. Actually landed on Chet's face, and Roman smacked it. And that's going to hurt on the face, that's for sure. But, of course, the bat did die, obviously. So another boiling point in the movie was the tension of Roman and Chet over the method of crumpling or twisting up the paper, like kindling, and to the adults all fighting, and, you know, and then to Buck telling Roman to bite the big one, and then Chet's wife is, you don't talk to adults like that, and then he asked why, and Roman said, because it's rude. And then Chet's wife said, oh, blow it out of your ass. I'm like, really? That sounds so wrong. And actually, I ended up quoting that way back. The Entertainment Talk Show, I think, second or third season, I think it was. It wasn't on film, per se, but it was actually, the word I'm looking for. It was off camera. It was actually off camera when I said that. And, you know, of course, Missy, you know, just kind of telling me to behave myself. Because of a quote from The Great Outdoors that I been watching I've seen The Great Outdoors when I was still in high school at the time too. So, anyways, now Karha and Mara got loose after the power went out. Well, not loose, they ran off, I guess, because probably the adults were fighting, they were not getting along with each other, and, you know, it was thunder and lightning and rain up there, and Roman Slater was expensive, but didn't even work, like, yeah, Chet's works perfectly, you know, and he said it's like 69 cents at the dollar store or whatever, and then, you know, Roman said, like, it was like $100 lighter or whatever price it was, and it was just so cheap. But yeah, go figure, cheap works, expensive doesn't work. That's kind of strange in a way. So the two of them went to find the girls, which they went were at a cave, and they were yelling down, hello, hello, hello. You know what kids do, right? These days, they yell hello, hello, hello down the tunnels and caves and whatnot. So they actually fell in to the cave, and you know, Roman went down to help them. Chet went back to get rope. Roman actually got the girls out before the rope, and then Chet got back and just threw the rope down, and then he just, you know, thinking that the girls and Roman were down there still, but they weren't, and it was Bart the Bear that, you know, grabbed the rope and got pulled up, and the look on John Candy's face was priceless. It was priceless. I cannot believe it. His look on his face was priceless, and then he had that flashback of the bear from back then when he had to deal with it back in the day back then. So it was just absolutely priceless moment there. He got back and said, "Big Bear, chase me." That was the best part of the whole movie, was him saying, "Big Bear, chase me." But at first he didn't say, "Big Bear, chase me." He's like, "Ooh, big, ooh, big." And they thought he wanted a big sandwich, but finally he said, "Big Bear, chase me," and then Bart the Bear broke down the door, squishing John Candy, Chet, aka John Candy, and told the bear to get off him, called him a son of a beep. He yelled, "Uncle." Roman fought Bart the Bear with the poker, and the owner of the lounge came in with the lamp and shotgun, and he had to plug it in. That's something I don't even remotely remember or know why they did that. Why they had to plug it in to make it work, to make it power? Maybe not. I don't know. I couldn't tell you guys whatsoever. So who knows, right? Who knows? But he ended up shooting Bart the Bear right in the butt, the ass, the arse, you know, the derriere, and all you hear was a big screech out of the Bart, out of the bear, and he disappeared. Now, I forgot, failed to mention, Bart the Bear was actually shot in the head, so he had a bald head, now he has a bald rear end now, so, you know, he has both ends, you know, he has both ends done in, so to speak. But at the end of the movie, everyone said their goodbye, and everything was good now between Roman and Chet. I guess, well, during the whole bear thing, they made amends on that, on what all the differences they had. And Roman said, "Race you home." And this kind of John Candy Chet was kind of like, he was like, like laughing. He's like, "Race you home." Wait, what does he mean by that? And then, you know, Buck said he's gonna have the good parking spot, so it's like, oh shit, bro, we gotta get home. So the end of the movie, so the reason why Roman was actually staying with them, just with the wife and the kids, obviously, was until he gets back on his feet. So that was the reason why he was living with Chet and Connie and the two boys, obviously, right? So, so the movie ended with Land of 1,000 Dances by,
Oh, what's the name of that artist? I'm trying to remember the artist's name. I'm trying to remember who did Random Thousand Dances. I'm just going to look it up on my computer here. Wilson Pickett. It's Wilson Pickett that wrote that song and sang it too. So it's a really, it's amazing to me too. You know, wants to dance, and I love the movie. Love this movie. If you have not seen this John Candy movie with Dan Aykroyd, I highly recommend it. I would give it beyond 10 out of 10 stars. I would give it 100,000 stars out of 100,000 stars, because it's a funny, fun-filled family movie. Yeah, they're swearing. That's why this is kind of put into explicit category for this episode. That's the reason. But if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend to go see it. Anyways, that is the episode. I'm going to shorten this because it is the middle of the night. I need to edit this and get this up before 6 a.m. So I will shorten this one. And next week, the upcoming week, you will have it on Wednesday. It will be a normal length. And I can tell you, I am doing the Caddyshack movie with Rodney Dangerfield. Chevy Chase is in there. You know, the guy from Mary Tyler Moore is in there. It's just in, Bill Murray. Bill Murray's in it too. So that'll be Wednesday's episode. And then the following week, Larry is going to be doing a podcast with me about the Obi-Wan series. We're going to talk about that. Now that we figure out the audio issues, we can actually go ahead and record our episodes together again. So that's good. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. Or if you're listening to the podcast on audio only, this is also on the youtube.com/@crispyonthewebmedia on YouTube. Make sure to follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, X, aka Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. I will see you guys on Wednesday for another episode of the Sea Brothers Show. Bye for now. The CBLW Show is a weekly to a couple times a week radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.